So this week I want to continue with something Yonah B'Birchas HaGomel. Originally I thought I'd continue, we have a few things here and there, I have to look around. I found some really, what I think, really interesting things, some of them a little bit beyond the obvious or most well-known. I don't know, maybe the audience here knows that, but a few interesting things that I think are kedai to share. So, not 100% Masudr, so you'll bear with me, but hope I'll give it over in a Masudr in a good way. Let's start with this. There's a Shaila Poskim. Let's say a person has a reason to say Berachas HaGomel, but he still has Omid in front of him something else which could be Mechayiv in another Gomel. Meaning like this. It says Mishnah Berurah, if a person did more than one thing, that's Mechayiv HaGomel, so he just makes a Gomel once. We said last week there are four main things: traveling through the desert, crossing the sea, Cholish and Esrape, and the Chavish who was freed from prison. So let's say a guy has two of them. Let's say he was a Chavish who was freed from prison in a way that he's Chayiv in a Bracha, and he was also sick and he got a Refuah, so he only makes the Bracha once. That does stay for sure, right? Or if a person was a Chol and he's ready to make the Bracha and he takes an airplane trip, he makes the Bracha once for two things. But what happens if he's in the middle? For example, let's say a person travels from Eretz Yisrael to the United States because unfortunately he's dealing with a medical crisis or a difficult medical issue, and he's advised to come to the United States to receive treatment or surgery or whatever it is in a U.S. hospital. So now he traveled across the ocean, by plane, and we learned last week many posts, including Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo and Rabbi Avadia Yosef, and others say to make the bracha l'shem malchus. So he has to make the bracha malchus that. But he's only on his way. He came here, and he's now on his way to whatever hospital it is to undergo surgery or treatment, and Be'ez Hashem, hopefully he will then have an opportunity to say HaGomel then. Right now, he's still B'Sakana, basically. That's the idea. He's still B'Sakana because he came here because of the illness, which needs high-level treatment. That's why he had to come all the way, to leave Eretz Yisrael, that alone, and come all the way to the United States to get treatment. So should he say it? Do we say, okay, but Heilichud to Heilichud. It's not like, if both things happened already, let's say a guy was a Chola, and he's getting better, he's not ready to make the bracha yet, and maybe we'll talk about it also when you make the bracha, but he's not ready yet, and he makes a trip overseas, and now he's, okay, now he makes the bracha on both. But here, there's no bracha yet on becoming healed, he's not healed yet, but the trip is over. So should he make the bracha now, and then, Bez Hashem, he'll see after the Shema, he'll be able to make the bracha again next time, or does he wait? So Machlokas Poskim about this, wrote down in various form between the Dirshu and the Pesukei Teshuvos, they bring, from the contemporary Poskim. There's apparently, and I didn't have a chance to look up inside, it's always good to look up inside, but even inside it would still be a quote, but at least you get one step closer to the source, but didn't have an opportunity. But there's a Teshuvos called Avnei Yashvei from Rev Yisrael Pesach Handler, a fine handler, excuse me, Zichrono Lebracha, originally a Chicagoan who lived in Eretz Yisrael for many, many years, and was close to Rabbi Yashiv, Talmud Rabbi Yashiv. I met him in Chicago a couple of times, he had a shir in the kol. Unfortunately, he is not with us anymore. But say he has a tshuva, it says in Chelek Dalet of his tshuva, Simen Lamed Gimel, where he quotes Rabbi Yashiv saying that he should not make the bracha until after the surgery. You don't make the bracha now, he's still a sakana. Make the bracha, wait till after the surgery. There's a tshuva as well in Tzitz Eliezer, this is in Chelek Yilches, in Simen Chav Beis, where he clears the shayla, and originally he leans to the other way, but then he reverses and he says, no. Nope. He also comes out very clearly that he should not make the bracha right away, he should wait. And amongst other things, he quotes the Nitziv in Hemek Dover, which is a parish, Nitziv's parish on Chumash, in the beginning, in Parshas Vayishlach, in the beginning of Perek Lamed Hei, where the Nitziv says even more, maybe it's more or not more, but Nitziv says, let's say a person had a reason to make a Gomel, and before he made it, then something else came up, and now there's going to be a second reason coming up. So Nitziv says there as well, he should wait. In other words, one thing happened. and now he's again besakana. Let's say, the person came, made a plane trip, and before he made a gomel, he found that he has to, he needs surgery for something, something that's going to require a gomel. So he should wait, even though he was already right to make it before the second sakana even was on the table. But now he's makom sakana again. So that's the idea. That's what they're both saying. That once he's been makom sakana, so don't make a gomel yet. Don't say a gomel, thank Hashem. In a chenami, you experience one hatsala. But Lamaisa, the guy is in the makom sakana now, so he's not speared, he's not saved from sakana, so he waits to make the bracha. That shuvah I did see inside. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says differently. At least it's quoted. Let me figure out if you.
What was the connection to the
Yishlach? I didn't look inside. I always do this. I wrote the wrong sefer. Or one wrong sefer. I hate to bother you. It should be on my table. Yeah, it's definitely on my table. I just looked at it. Halicha Shlomo. Right where I see it. Black Halicha Shlomo. There's a few things in there I like, so we have to delay for a minute because it's not right. He should miss something because he's doing us a favor. So,
Rabbi Pinchas was some points from last year.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. Okay, this I can just mention. One thing Rav Shlomo Zalman says is he corroborates something I said. The first piece of the Rav Shlomo Zalman is one of the last things we said, that it's only if the person is mamash b'sakana, but for a near miss,
right.
he doesn't say. He mamash says that, and he gives a few different examples where he doesn't do it for a near miss. Now he doesn't say either one of the stories I told, not the Chazon Ish and not the Ravik, but it corroborates those two stories. In general, we have to give. We're making some assumptions as we talk. I'm making an assumption that a person makes a gomel after a surgery, which I don't think we went into much detail about that last time, but that's an assumption we're making at this point. Also, coming out of prison, that's very uncommon. That nowadays they make the bracha. We'll see. Maybe these are just giving the headlines. Maybe some of these we'll touch on. See, anything else to fill in from last week while he's
still... Why no other don't say Biraha?
Sorry, say that again?
Why
not by prison? Because it says it has to be that it was a real sakana. Either the guy was sakana that he's in prison, like waiting to see if they're going to execute him or not, and they release him, or sakana in the the matzav itself.
So
it's not there. It's not there. How can that be there? Maybe I didn't. I left it in the car thinking that this.
Can I check the car?
The car's not over here. I should have told you. It should be, though. There is one, Nicole. I should have mentioned. I didn't have a hobby. I just used it. Okay. I'm so embarrassed. I found it. It's like the guy. Where did I put my glasses? I know I had them. I'm so sorry. You get mamash shkar halicha. It's open in front of me. That's why I can't find it, because it's sitting in front of me open, and I'm looking for the black cover. Okay, and of all weeks that we have to be on video. Good. Baruch Hashem. No, not necessary. Okay.
So a person that will be in a dangerous jail, let's say they get jail in Venezuela,
yeah.
Where he's a real sakana
yes,
to be
yeah,
in that
yeah,
jail.
Yeah, anyway. Anyway, okay. But let's get back to the things. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is, I saw it quoted, and I just want to see if I could quickly corroborate with the sefer that's in front of my nose. One second. Yeah, okay. It seems that what it's brought down by the Dirshu was saying that Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. You came, you flew overseas, you had a successful, safe trip. You owe a gomel. You owe a Kodesh Baruch Hu, thanks for that. He's still besakana because now he first has to enter the hospital and undergo a tricky, tricky or not tricky, to undergo a major surgery. Okay, that's something else. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but it is Bissel Shver, how could he say, Hagomel l'chayovim tova shigmalani kol tov, she gave me everything good. So he says, he shouldn't say the word kol. She says, Shikamalani Tov. Shikamalani Tov, Enechami, because he's not yet. Hopefully, he'll get to that stage. But Lemaisa, that's the way the Dirshu brought it.
So Shem says, you should make the bracha, just take out the word kohen.
That's the way the Dirshu brought it. Now, when I'm looking at it. Well, I see. I think he's saying that really should be the correctness. Let's read this. He says on what is he on the top? I'll read the top. Nusach birchas hagomah shelafaneinu. The way we have the nusach shigmalani kol tov kashahu. In general, it's a difficult nusach. Shem mevarich al neizeh afal pisha adayin she'ein lo adayin kol tov. He doesn't say. So he says he gives an example. Ari nofam in a gag. Say a guy fell off the roof. Chaman slan. Vehumuka v'chavol. He's badly bruised. Chayv berchas hagomel, and I guess he's learning. He doesn't have to wait till every bruise is healed and everything. He's back. So let's address this right now. When does a person who is sick or injured, when does he make the bracha? So some say, they say, and they bring from the Divrei Chaim, not till he's mamish 100%. In fact, I saw it brought down. The you know, of course, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, the Divrei Yitziv. Oops. Guess we lost them. Okay, got you back?
Yeah, okay, sorry,
no problem. The Kleisenberger Rebbe, who is an einigel of the Divrei Chaim, said it brings down that sometimes the Divrei Chaim would get up and make hagomel for an illness that he recovered from, and people forgot already that he had been sick. He would wait. He would make mamish till he's like 100%. Like there's no vestige in the chayim. But and some others say, but many say no. Like now, many say not like that. That once the person is back, he's back to work. Let's call it back to work. He's back. He's on his feet again. He's going out of the house and basically doing his regular course of the day, running errands and going to base medrash to learn and etc. Then he can make a gomel. Even though he's still got a ways to go, he's still seeing the doctor, and not just seeing the doctor. He's still maybe taking medications and getting certain things. But he's back. He's back to his regular. Someone just called me this week. He just donated a kidney. Which is another thing maybe we'll talk about, because there's another Shaila, a person who exposed himself to a sakana, other than a plane trip or which is routine. But naniach that he makes a gomel. Person who, now that Baruch Hashem, kidney donations are, I don't know if we call them routine, but we have some right here. I don't know if we call it routine or not, but they're considered completely safe. The chance of sakana is Baruch Hashem very slim, very rare. And so yeah, you bench gomel after a kidney donation. So when does he do it? So I told this person he's not back to work yet. I mean, he's a rebbe. He's not back to the job yet. After shuas, he has to go back, you know, part time. So we tell him we don't have to wait till you're 100%, like Kilo would never happen. When you're back, you're back to your schedule pretty much. You're back, you're going out of the house, you're doing things, and you're functioning pretty normally. So, Rosh Hashanah Zalman sounds like almost even earlier. He says he's muk of a chavel. He's all beaten up. Chayv berachas hagomel. Ve'ech yomar al kach shigmalani kol tov. The guy's all bruised up. Then he says v'kol shekein hanosei lechutz la'aretz l'ripui mecholi kaved. Goes there himself before from a difficult illness. Ech yivarich miyad b'hagiyo shigmalani kol tov. How can he say that bracha right away? Shigmalani kol tov. V'afim nitzel legamrei. Hare sof sof tov yoser haya iloya kol b'masvah shal sakana. Ve'ech yomar al kach kol tov b'chalal. He says even a guy who's 100% good, how can he say kol tov? So he brings it in the bottom. So once he's a bishlama, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself said once, bishlama guy goes to Eretz Yisrael, okay, for whatever, that's kol tov. But a guy who comes to Chutz Laaretz, he has to leave Eretz Yisrael and subject himself to, you know, hospitalization and stuff. How can he say on that kol tov? Okay, so he says, and it says also when, if the person says shigmalani kol tov, that people say back, Mishgamachal Kultuv, Sela, they're not really adding anything. He already said Kultuv, and they said back Kultuv. They should add something. So he says, so Lama Lanu Lomar Nusuch She'enu Mavurur. V'lachay Nochon Yoser HaNusuch HaNal, Shehu Mavarech Shigmalani Tov, not Shigmalani Kultov, Shmei Tov. Al Shenitzel Lachayim, Vahat Sibur Onim, Hu Yigmachal Kultov, Shekabal Meh Shemisbarach Kolatov, and Yisrochlo. Kederech HaOnim Shemasifin Al Mavarach. So it sounds like he's talking about every case. Like you should never be saying, the Nusach should not be. It's he's saying, he's questioning the Nusach, that should not be the Nusach, Shigmalani Kultov, the Nusach Shigmalani Tov.
And those that are repeating and those that are saying back, they should.
They should add it. He says. So I see. Now going back to the top, he says, "V'niri Yoser ki hanusach shebesidur harav." The chayin who besiduri teiman shamavarich omer shigmolani tov baruch shalmel chesim tavo shigmolani tov vhaonim omer mi shigmolcha tov hu yigmolcha kol tov sela. So he didn't make this up, right? He didn't make up his nusach. He says for a certain siddurim, this is the nusach. He says I think that's a more accurate nusach. He should leave out the word kol. Now it's not. I mean, I think the dershu brought it down a little different. I have to go back and look
why
at the dershu.
Why are they repeating kol? Why are those that are saying it back saying word kol? For the same reason they shouldn't say kol.
No, because they're saying they're giving a bracha that he should get called to Avsela.
They should all
right. Whoever the Hashem who gave you Misha Gemalcha Tov the first time they don't say it. Who Yigmalcha called to Avsela? But you got Tov, you should always get called to. Okay, so it sounds like he's looking in any case. But I guess they're also they're being medayik that it sounds like he doesn't wait for the hospitalization, right? Because he says a guy came back for a guy flew and he flew overseas and he's going to the hospital. So how can he say a kol tov? So he still leave out the word kol. So it sounds like though he is saying you make the bracha then. He doesn't say it mefurish, but that's the diak, a pretty clear diak from here that he would hold you do make the bracha in between, but don't say the word kol and never say the word kol. That's why he's never say the word kol. Kol. Okay. Okay. Al kapanim. So that's one. That's one nakuda. Now. So we brought up. There's a shayla in the poskim. If a person brought about a sakana for himself, which he didn't have to. He says. They said, nah, not a guy who flew overseas. That's routine. People, you know, there were a lot of tzrachim to do that, or things like that, or even the cases of the Shulchan Aruch or the Gemara traveling through the desert. That could be talking to a person who he needed to for either for his parnasa, for whatever things that he needed to do. But a person who did something which was not necessary and or beyond, you know, beyond the norm, and maybe not so wise. And for example, possibly a person who years back would have done some sort of organ donation, which I mean it's a calculated risk, but it's, you know, quite risky. So could he make a bracha? Because he make the bracha nonetheless, or doesn't he? There's a tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer about kidney donations that says that he should not make the bracha because for this reason. But others say, but in fact, the Sefer on kidney donations says that was written 40 years ago when it was things were much, much different, and it was not such a you know a given kilu that you know that everything's going to go smoothly. But he says and that's it. There's no shaila that now everyone says he definitely should make a bracha. It's not. I mean, it's a big deal to do it. It's a big sacrifice, and it's a big mysterious nefesh. But risk wise, in terms of it's not real, person's not really entering into any major sakana now, and therefore it's, you know, it's much more encouraged by Rabbanim. It's much more encouraged to do it, and mele it would but it warrants hagomel. It warrants hagomel. That's what he says. It warrants hagomel because it's no longer something that. Who told you to do it? Maybe you shouldn't have done something like this. Or if you want to do it, fine, but you know, it's not to say a gomel over. Now, in the course of this discussion, so I came across something which you may have heard this. I think it might be somewhat famous, or you might have heard in some sort of specialty type shir. There's a piece in the Sefer Machzik Bracha, which is the Chidah, on this simon, in Reish Yud Tes, he brings the following. He brings an exchange between his father, the Chidah was, we know, is a great Baal Halacha and Baal Kabbalah, has many, many Svarim on Halacha, and many, many Svarim on everything, many, many Svarim from the Chidah, many which we use besides this one, Machzik Bracha, there's also the Birka Yosef and Shulchan Aruch, and the Eshuvas, a lot of them. So he brings, though, an exchange between his father and Rebbe Lazar Nachum, or Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, the Chazon Nachum, earlier, it was the Chazon Nachum more recent years, but earlier Chazon Nachum, as follows. The Chazon Nachum wrote a letter to the Chidah's father saying, he says, I had a dream, and in my dream, I was standing in front of you, he's talking to the Chidah's father, I was standing in front of you, and I asked you the following Shaila. I asked you, when Yitzchak Avinu was saved from the Akedah, he did not lose his life at the Akedah, did he bench Gomel? Did Yitzchak bench Gomel? He says, I asked you that in my dream, he says, and I also asked you, the Gemara says, Arba nichnesu lepardes. Four people, four tanoim, entered the paradise, right? What it was exactly. And not all of them did so well, right? One died, one went off the derech, one lost his mind. Rabbi Akiva, nichnas b'shalom, the yatsa b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva is the one who entered b'shalom, came out whole shalom in all ways. So did Rabbi Akiva bench Gomel? When he came out of the paradise, did he bench Gomel? This is what he's saying. This Rabbi Eliezer Nachum says, I asked you these two questions in my dream, and you didn't respond. You didn't say anything. So now that I'm awake, I'd like to repeat the questions now. Could you please tell me, what are you talking about? Interesting shilas, huh? What do you think? Would the person make bench gomel or not? That's what he asked him. He sent him this letter, and he asked him the shilas. So he says back to him, he says, first of all, why are you only asking on those two cases? If you could ask questions like this, what about Avraham Avinu, who was Nur Kastin? He was in the Kibshon Ha'esh. He was in a burning furnace, and he came out alive. What about Daniel, who was in the lion's den? What about Hanan Mishael Vazariah, who was thrown into Kibshon Ha'esh? What about all these people? Why are you only asking me about these two situations? If you think it's a Shaila, then there are countless, or they're not countless, but there are numerous Shailas of this sort. And
all
the Shushan light up to Okay, maybe. So, and he says to him, Terah says, it's not a Shaila. He says, meaning Rabbi Zulai, the father of the Chidah, says, it's not a Shaila. Avada Nisht, there was no Gomel. He says, why not? He says, a Gomel is when something happens to a person, like unexpected or suddenly, or something which is not of his own. Well, let's read the word. Let me read it. He says, "Daniel is that the chalik. He may olam lo tikund rabbanu levarich berachas agomel shibirchas oda eladavka bitzara haba laadam baal karcho v'shalomi daito v'nasalones." Something like that, where he was baal karcho. He says, "V'shalomi daito v'nasalones oschay levarich," and he says like the cases these people. And he says certainly chola. That certainly fits into that category. A guy is thrown into prison, etc. What about people that travel? So he says, even that, Yerde Yam Gamkein, the Makam Sakanhu, Bal Karcho Tzarech Lavrabo. If he did it, he did it probably because he was forced to. He had no choice. He had to travel. And he had, oh, Baruch Hashem spared him, Hashem saved him. It's the bench gomel. He had to travel through the desert. He had to travel through the sea. Things like that. It was Baal Karcho. It must have been Baal Karcho. Why else would a person do something like this? Is what he's saying. But here, it says, something like this, but v'chein, he says, but something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded a person to do this, or even if it wasn't specifically a command to him personally, Rach Memra D'Rachman L'Kadish Shmo Yisbarich B'Kolel L'Kaim Kol Dvar HaMelech B'Dos. So, like being Moser Nefesh for the dust, being willing to be thrown into the Kibshon Ha'esh because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him to do it. He didn't get a specific message from Hashem like at that time, like he did by the Akedah, but obviously Hashem's telling him to do it because that's what the Halacha says you do under those circumstances. On that, Oz Avshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yasol Neis Einu Mevarich. V'chein Ani Yomer Ki Yitzchak Avinu Kivit Shakol Hayi B'mamoro G'zerasu Yisbarach Avshe Nitzol Einu Chayiv Levarich. That's what he says. And then he says another thing about Yitzchak. He says, besides which, there's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, which says the following. In Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it says, Kivin shehigia hacherev letzavar, once the sword, the cherev, Rabbi Avinu's cherev, reached the neck of Yitzchak Avinu, parcha nishmas Yitzchak. Immediately, his soul left his body. V'kivin sheshmiya kolo mibein shnei hakruvim al tishlach yodcha el hanar. Then when he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham Avinu, no, don't do it, don't continue. Chazra nafsho legufo, his nefesh returned. V'hitiro, Avraham Avinu untied him, unbound him. V'amad Yitzchak oraga v'yada Yitzchak shekein asidim ha-meisim l'hachios. He knew right then there's going to be tchias ha-meisim, like he personally just experienced a tchias ha-meisim. And what did he do? V'amar baruch ata Hashem mechayi ha-meisim. So says the Chidah's father, he says, you see, Yitzchak died. So there's no gomel here. He died. Yitaka died. He didn't survive the Akeda. He died. Elamai, he came back. He came back as a new person. So that's right to say Mechaya Mesim. And he did. That's what Tanya, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says. Vade Deilin Varecha Gomel El Baruch Laya Mesim. Come on, like he did. So he says he wasn't spared from the Akeda. He, because the Akeda, he Yitaka died. Parcha Neshmaso. Elamai, he was Zochet Chias Mesim. So the bracha, the appropriate bracha for him was Mechaya Mesim, not Hagomel.
Is the bracha when
very good. You know, there's a tshuva. Rishon Zalman has a tshuva about this. What brachas we're going to make when the Mashiach comes in? And I don't remember exactly what says it, but Mustafa. Yeah, we'll see. But I don't know. Maybe we'll wait for Shmon Esrei and say Brachas Mechay Mesim. I don't know. Or if we're just going to say it, I don't know how it's going to happen. It's a good thing to check up on. But this is what he says. And then he says that Bash Nichnus of the Pardes, that wasn't anything physical or actual. It was all b'machshava. And that he says, you know, Tifa Zachar. Al Kapanim, he says, these aren't shadow. So Rabbi Eliezer Nachum says back to him, he says, first of all, you're asking me, why did I only ask you about those two situations? Why didn't I ask you about Avraham Avinu? Why didn't I ask you about Avraham? He says, don't ask me, ask the Balach HaLomos. That's what he says. I didn't decide what to dream. The Balach HaLomos asked those, you know, made me have those questions. He says, what do you want from me? That's one thing he says back to him. And then he challenges him on his Etzim Zach. So anyway, Lamaisa. Kiddushan Eish, that was because that was a tzivoy of Kiddush Hashem. He's mitzuva to be Mekadosh Hashem. It wasn't something about karcho. It was a tzivoy because Baruch Hu Mekadosh. He had a tzivoy of Kiddush Hashem and he did the tzivoy. So then that is no bracha.
Yeah, according to the whole Mahalo, so if a person's taking a pleasure trip and he has to fly, so it's not about karcho. So you wouldn't.
That's what you're saying now. Quite right.
Elective surgery, even though it might have been somewhat dangerous because they, you know, did anesthesia or whatever. But again, it was elective.
Right. So, And this is, I think this is the Tzitz Eliezer said, he said even by the case of the kidney donation many years ago, he said not to make a gomel, not to mention a gomel. That's you it was your decision, your choice, so that's not a gomel material. So he said, but that l'chara, what you're saying l'chara would be if, let's say a person, you know, a plane trip, very often it's not bal karcho. I mean, it's usually not. Now it's such routine, routine thing. Now it's hard to call it bal karcho, and it's not daf kotziva from Hashem to do it every time. Maybe especially coming back.
It's like a dollar to shlich a mitzvah. Therefore, it's.
I mean, the truth is, going to Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Shlomo Zalman always says his mamash a mitzvah. You know, he says you can go. He says you can fly to Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av because it's a mitzvah to fly to Eretz Yisrael and to go. You know, to go to Israel. Okay, but other flights is, you know, left Africa, and that's what he said here also about the guys coming for a surgery in America. He says, well, what tov is that? So yeah, it would be something to analyze according to him whether or not it would be taka roi to make a gomel. Just want to see if I wrote anything else down on that. Oh, here it is. One second. Yeah, no, that's one second. Yep, okay. So it's not a real shiloh. It's a real shiloh, though, if a person it did something. Lamaisa, obviously, we know the minhag olam is to make a gomel on flights, regardless of whether you know what the purpose of the flight was, whether he went for pleasure or for a tzarach or not. Okay, now I want something else which I saw on the table, which I think is a very very kedai thing, and it's on the Halakha Shlomo, and that's as follows. He says, "Hamesupik." This is in Halakha Shlomo in the Tefillah Perchav Gimel Seif Ches. Hamesupik imchay veberchas agomel. If a person is uncertain if he's chayv to bench gomel, yechavein lotzeis yidei chovaso kishemivorech baboker. Birchas Hagomel Chasadim Tovim Lava Yisrael. This is an eitz that I've heard given many times. It said, have in mind with that. But then he adds, Uma Tov Im Yomra Bifnei Asara. It would be a good thing if you could say it in front of, call over 10 people. Say it in front of 10 people. The Trei Minai Rabbanim, two of them, Talmidei Chacham, like a regular Birchas Hagomel. It would be a good thing, it would be a proper thing to do that. And this way, so you've got a case where you're misopic, something maybe was a, you know, questionable, the extent of the choli or whatever the other thing was. If a person is misopic, he, there's an eitzah, he can make that bracha. And when he does so, if he can do it in front of 10 people, two of them, it's a good thing. Vim asakein, af imis bar lachakach shahaya mechuyah bevad levarach. Hagomel, let's say he finds that afterwards, taka, no, that did warrant Hagomel. He doesn't do it anymore. Lo yivarach shenis. Once you did this, it's taka goes so far that you're yotzei at least misafek. Because, and he brings here down in the note, the kivin shalagirsa achas vigamara yotzei yidei chovaso. That's not the nusach we say. We don't get up and say Hagomel Chasan Tov Noisov. We say Hagomel Chayav and Tovish Mechatov. But since there's a nusach, there's a day that you say a that lashon, come back with Safek Brachas Lahakel. V'lo Yivarech Shuv. You shouldn't say the bracha over again. That's what he says. You said it. So it's not just stam, a nice thing. You know, it's a nice. It's main. It's more than that. It's mamish a possibility that you're being yotzi mamish, and then he says. It says like this, one second. He says, first of all, this is better than saying it without Shem Malchus, saying, you know, the way we do, because Shem Malchus, what is that all together? It's Pechal not a bracha. So it's, which stems to what he told the Rish Kol in Chicago not to say it without Shem Malchus. He says, that's nothing. It's better to do it like this. And then he says, V'im yirtze, if you want, yochol gam lahosip b'siyam ha-bracha shigmalani tov. You can say, Baruch Hashem, you know, he said, hold on, Baruch Hashem, I'll go back chasad and tov in the Am Yisrael. And then you can end, shigmalani tov. Again, l'shitasu, not kol tov. Shigmalani tov. And he's medame to the famous thing by Alam Michya. Right, there's a shayel in Poskim when we say the bracha ala michya. We start off ala michya, ala chalkala, and we end at v'nodel chal arts la michya, baruch atah Hashem ala arts la michya. But there are those that say the ending should be baruch atah Hashem ala michya, ala chalkala, ala arts la michya, ala chalkala. So some maybe add those words at the end. He says the kain sheyesh noagim mechasimas. Birchas ala michya she suffik hu m'sarach lachtam ala kalkala. The chayin omer baruch atah Hashem ala michya. I think it's ala aris. Baruch Hashem ala aris ala michya v'ala kalkala ein omer. People say ala kalkala ein omer. So they say ala kalkala we don't say. So they said it. I mean, in case you're supposed to say it, they said it. So what? I said the words ein omer. So he said a similar thing here. You could say you don't have to say ein omer. You should say baruch Hashem hagomel chasadim tov v'ala Yisrael shigmalani tov. So you can add that, and it's even this way. It's even, you know, even more closer to the nusach. So this is a very valid thing. I say also for sometimes, you know, people have a shayla about a relative. We mentioned last week that a katan does not bench gomel, and nor does the parents bench gomel for the katan. That's the Midrash Ashkenaz. But Mishnah Berurah says this. But a case like this, where you know a person's child did experience a big hatsala, in many cases where that happens, whether it was an illness or whether it was some sort of accident, this is something the father at least could do. This, I mean, and the child, if he's old enough, the child himself should do this. Or even if he's not old enough, the father gomel chasadim tov Yisrael, having in mind this the cut. And this is a, you know, a very worthwhile etza to be around. The chiddush is, he says, even, you know, best to call over a minion. So maybe you could be the bel tefillah and then just say brachas out loud. And okay, normally the last bracha we don't say the whole thing out loud, so you say it out loud. What's so terrible? Okay. Now, one second. Yeah, so he, going back for a moment to the idea of a person who brought himself to the Dei Sakana, well, the two things. I mentioned, Yaakov, when you were out for a moment, I mentioned that that in Halicha Shlomo, he corroborates what we said last week, that if a person was a near miss, you don't make the bracha. He says, Chiyav birchas agomel huraka shapogabo asakana mamish. So he gives some examples. Let's say someone threw a stone at him, or, you know, a brick or something, which could be very harmful. And it says, even if it hit a glass right next to him and the glass smashed, as long as the pieces didn't get on him, he still didn't say a gomel. And he says, the chay mi sha'amad berchov v'noru yirios. Play from a coma, and somebody, a terrorist, whatever.
Sniper.
Yeah. Kol shlo pagubo einu mevar. That's Mamash's story with the Chazon Ish, right? Wow. That Mamash's story I said last week, the Chazon Ish, that, according to the story, it even hit his yarmulke or something, but it didn't hit him. So there's no agoma, it didn't hit him. And then, and he brings some more things in the bottom, but then he brings one case. There was a case where a person, started stepping into an elevator shaft, a place where the elevator is supposed to go. There was no elevator there. And he hamamish had 1 foot over it, and I guess probably like starting to fall, and somebody grabbed him, and you know, it saved his life. So in the Shalosh Bench Gomo, so he says in that case, technically that, yes, that was a circumstance which technically would warrant a Gomo, but not, he says, Mikomalkum kivin shahaya olav lehizboni bedarko, he should have been, had his eyes open, watch where he's going, v'lo lehikanez kishen sham mailit, don't walk into the elevator shaft in the, when the elevator's not there, make sure the elevator's there before you walk. So, Mimele, he says, havi pshia, v'li varech l'kach ha-gomo. Don't make it a Gomo. It's your own, I don't know, you know, negligence, your own foolishness to walk there without you know, watching what you're doing. But that bad some otherwise would, because there again the pshat is he already had 1 foot down. I mean, he was probably in a matzav already, like falling. And he's not supported. If someone hadn't grabbed him, al pi derech hateva, you know, he would not have been able to regain his balance. So that is, that's a different story. Something that would warrant a fellow. Okay. Just want to talk to other things, a couple of things here. So, in terms, let's just say more in general now. In terms of the choli, a number of poskim say that any choli which involves general anesthesia—I mean, the surgery, surgery—I meant to say any surgery which involves general anesthesia, many gedolim say that should be a gomel. And even if it doesn't, like I once discussed with Shmuel first about a hernia surgery. And he said, even without general anesthesia, that's an internal surgery. Doing, even though typically it's usually goes smooth, and it's, but you know, they're cutting the inside like most surgeries. And internal surgery, dealing with the inside organs of the body, sewing up an inside organ of the body. So he said that he felt that he definitely should make a bench going on that, and or similar, you know, similar surgeries would warrant a gomel. Now, going back to what we were saying before about a chavush, you know, who is a yotzim es asurim. So, first of all, the Magid Ram says it's only if he's chavush al iskei nefashos, if he's there because he was being charged with a crime that could have a capital punishment. But if it's iskei mamon, not, that's what he says. And there are many, the chavush Magid Ram, there's a long bir halacha that discusses it, discusses the sheet of the Magen Avraham. And Lamaisi, he says, just the Berlach of Maskana, basically, according to Minig Ashkenaz, so, like we say by Choli, it has to be a dangerous Choli, not any Choli, like we said last week. According to the Mechaber, according to the Sfaradim, even if it was not a, you know, his life wasn't in danger. But according to Minig Ashkenaz, so Memela, Imlo Haya Klal, the Matzav Shel Sakana, either, not meaning not mitzad the government that imprisoned him, and not mitzad other prisoners there who could have, you know, made it a dangerous situation for him. Einu mevarech kishiyotze, that's considered like almost like derech haroi. The person was there derech haroi, who's there just like pending, you know, he's there until he's let it on bail or this type of thing. That's not a reason for that. He doesn't bench gomel. So most of the, so now it would be, if your chamar l'tzan, a person is imprisoned in a place where it's not dangerous, then that would be a cause for a gomel. But if not, you know, I guess it depends probably on the level of what type of prisoner was, you know, for what criminals of what nature, what stature, whatever is, could probably determine, because they say, unfortunately, in prisons where people are being held for hard crimes, there very often is a makom sakana mamish, you know, amongst the other convicts. Okay. Oh, maybe just the last thing to mention here for now, and that is that. Just 1 second. Yeah, so this idea that we mentioned before, that not to say a gomel, according to some at least, according to some, not to say a gomel if he's still according to Rishlom Zaman, if he's still in the middle, still so kind of ahead of him. Could be that a little bit explains like the shita I mentioned for Moshe last week, that a person goes on a trip and he's flying back within 30 days, so he doesn't mention when he comes back. Because he's still, it's a round trip and he's not back yet. So, I mean, that could be the pshat in the Achronim where you say that when you're on the way, you didn't finish the trip, so you're still Malkam Sakana. Say here too, this is extended, you're still Malkam Sakana because you still have to come back. You know, once you come back and that trip is over, okay, you may fly again right now, but this you have planned. You have this trip, you're in the middle of this trip, this matzav. So you went one way, but you still got to get back. So since you still got to get back, some of Mela, I saw some others say like Rav Moshe, but not 30 days. Some say three, you have to go at least for 3 days, or, you know, things like there are a lot of different days about whether you do it. And others say, no, as long as you got to a destination, that you went there, you know, it's not just a layover. You went there for a reason, even if you're making a few trips in a row, but meanwhile, you got to one place where this is one of your planned destinations, you do make your bracha. So, many different days in this, and like with some of the other shalas, person has to ask a shala what to do, or if at the end of the day he's mamash mesupik, we learned the eights of gomel chasad and tov l'am Yisrael. Okay, we'll pause here. Okay, Rav Shneur, have a wonderful yontif. Sorry, guys, I sent you a little while. No problem.